glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See the nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Falling down like pieces in the- Tantanglah dunia, tanjakan salah. jatuh hati padamu sepenuh hati. Hidup pun akan ku beri, apapun kan ku lakui. Tapi tak pernah ku bermimpi kau tinggalkan aku pergi. Tanpa tahu rasa ini, ingin rasaku membenci. Tiba-tiba kamu datang saat kau telah dengannya. Semakin hancur hatiku. Jangan datang lagi cinta, bagaimana aku bisa lupa. Padahal kau tahu keadaannya, kau bukanlah untukku. Jangan lagi rindu cinta, ku tak mau ada yang terluka. Bahagiakan dia, aku tak apa. Biar aku yang pura-pura lupa.
Thank you. yang singgah dalam mimpi memutar kembali lini hatiku. Ku hanya ingin tenang,
today in Voice of Indonesia. Right now, as you can see, I'm not in this typical studio that I'm used to sit down on. Right now I'm in the interview room. Of course I'm not alone. What would I interview? No one. I'm here with
Alexandra.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia. How do you feel?
Great, thank you. How are you?
So, Alex, can you tell a bit about yourself?
Sure.
Where you're from?
Yeah, where am I from? I am originally from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. I spent a bit of time in Tasmania as well, so this is in Australia. I study journalism at RMIT in Melbourne. I've travelled a bit. I love travelling. I like to sing. I like riding horses. My favourite colour is green. and I'm happy to be here.
Okay, welcome. So, from what I know, mm-hmm. it is not your first time here in Indonesia. No. She's been here a few times before. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. When I was younger, I went to Bali with my family. And we had a great holiday. I've been a couple of times, actually, but both before I was 10. So, I don't remember them too well, but I just remember I had the best time ever.
Okay. So, before coming here, even though you've been here before,
yeah.
Now, what have you heard about Indonesia, actually?
Okay. Well, it's funny, I actually have an Indonesian uncle.
Indonesian uncle?
Indonesian uncle.
So, you have Indonesian blood running
no,
through you?
No, okay.
Okay.
So, my uncle Maxi married my auntie Leanne.
Okay.
Who is my mom's sister.
Okay. So we're learning family trees
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you are. I'm taking you from it. So Maxi married Leanne, but Maxi's from Indonesia. So we're not related, but he's my uncle.
So, like, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that makes sense.
So uncle,
yeah.
uncle through marriage.
Oh, okay. So...
So, to continue on, sorry.
Okay, so you have Indonesian uncle, so you have lots of experience with Indonesian cuisine, maybe?
Not so much, but I'd always, like, a lot of my family, like, love to travel. My other auntie, Kim, She loves to travel to Indonesia. She goes every time she gets. Like, she's been to Lombok, she's been to Flores Island.
Oh.
She's been, like, all over. I think she's been to Kalimantan.
Oh.
She's been to Java heaps of times. So I hear all about it through her and through my uncle and through my auntie Leanne. So I kind of grew up with the fact that Indonesia is, like, such an amazing place to visit.
Mm.
And full of culture and so diverse as well. Yeah, so that's kind of what I've heard about
Indonesia. Okay. So, she went here right now as a adult.
Yeah.
In Indonesia. So, when you first touched down to Indonesia,
yeah.
What do you think for the first time, actually, when... Okay, so, I have my own conscience. So what do I think about Indonesia?
The one thing that really stuck with me was the smell.
The smell?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, and I've said this to other people and they're like, what do you mean? I think Indonesia is the best smelling country that I've ever been to. And So when I got off the plane in Jakarta this year, the 1st of January, the first thing I noticed was the smell, because when I went to Bali, there was a lot of incense.
Incense?
Because I think it was the Hindu tradition.
Yeah.
And I smelled the same... like kind of a similar air when I touched down in the airport, and I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, I hadn't thought about it in years. I hadn't been in years, probably 13 or so years before since I'd been. And that was the one thing that I really remembered was the smell. I don't know why.
No. Because something clicks.
It's a comforting smell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The smell of the incense is actually really nice when you think about it. It's like, I don't know, something burning but softly,
and yes,
it fills your
nose. I agree, 100%.
Okay, so when you arrive here in Indonesia, what do you think about the place and overall? Is it different with Australia and Jakarta especially? Is it different with your hometown in Tasmania?
Oh, 100%.
Is, or the traffic or anything? Can you tell?
Well, we can talk about the traffic if you want. Yeah, so in Australia, it's not very common to have, you know, a motorbike, a scooter. Most people will just have a car. And, like, the traffic does get bad. It does. But it's just, there's just not as many people. You know, like, it just won't get... There was this one Gojek ride that I remember. We ended up riding along the footpath.
Oh.
To avoid the traffic.
Okay. You've heard it here, bro.
And I wasn't expecting it. He was just like, well, I'm going to go around. I was like, okay. It was effective, though. We got there a lot faster than we would if we'd waited. But, yeah, it's just the scale of everything here is just so much bigger, I think. And it's like you can't kind of compare it, because there's no comparison that you can make, because it's so different, if that makes sense.
So it's like a super... significant changes when you come here in Indonesia.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, since you come here in January, it's the day of the rain here in Indonesia.
Right.
So, the weather. I really want to ask about the weather, because I'm really curious about the weather in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And the weather in Indonesia, is it the same? Because it's a close country.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is it different, though?
So, I'm from Southeast Australia. So... it's very much in the tropics in Indonesia.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You're very close to the equator. You know, parts of it even cross over the equator. Where I'm from in Melbourne and Tasmania, we're not close to the equator. So there's a distinct difference in our seasons here. So we don't have, like, wet and dry seasons. We've got the four seasons. So winter, spring, summer, and autumn. And it would be summer back in Melbourne or Tassie if I were there now. So very hot, quite hot. It's really funny, I was looking up the weather to compare it just yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was looking at Launceston, the town, well, the city where I'm from in Tasmania. It's actually going to be hotter there than it is going to be in Jakarta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was going to be 35 a couple of days in a row. It was going to be like 31 here.
Oh.
And I was like, I never thought I would be escaping the Tassie heat in Jakarta. Like, what a crazy thought.
Real.
What a crazy thought. Like a tropical... Yeah, anyway. But usually, yeah, we get the whole range of seasons. So it's more rainy in winter, it's hotter in summer, And obviously you've got the mid-ranges with your spring and autumn as well. And it is similar in Melbourne, although Melbourne is very, very strange. It's got a mind of its own. There's like four seasons in a day, usually.
In a day?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it could be like 39 degrees, and then it could pour down with rain.
Oh.
And then it could be cloudy and really humid with this hot wind, and then it could be freezing. So it's like, it's ridiculous, really,
okay,
what it is. But there is still a like distinction with the seasons, generally, as opposed to like wet and dry.
Okay.
It does rain quite a bit in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of transportation, you said a Gojek ride,
right? Yes.
So is it... How do you feel riding a motorcycle? Is it super different because it's a unique experience since the one usual in Australia, the ones with the bikes are the radical.
I wouldn't say they're radical. Obviously we have some bikey gangs, but as is everywhere.
Yeah, you know? cool guys.
It's just not as common. Like, it's just not as part of the culture as it is here. Because I think it's down to we simply just don't have as many people.
Oh, okay.
We've also got, in Melbourne, we have the train system. They're building a new metro at the moment as well. Okay. Like additional stations, because Melbourne's getting bigger and bigger. But we have trams as well, which run, and there's a free tram zone in the city. But it's very walkable. So I live right in the city of Melbourne. And I walk pretty much everywhere. So my uni, RMIT, is right in the city. Both my jobs are like very close to the city as well. So I generally just walk everywhere. As a means of transport.
Okay. So, speaking of transport, while transporting, of course, we need to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, you decided to take the chance to go to Indonesia through the program of Aceh Chis, right?
I did, yes.
So, how do you find out about the program, and what is your experience before coming here?
So I found out about it. It was an email sent to our program. It was just a very broad email. There's an opportunity coming up in Indonesia. This is how long it would go for. This is what you'd be doing there. Let us know if you're interested, and we'll like send you further information. And that was it. And I sent it to my parents, and I was like, this sounds all right. And they were like, just get the more information and see how you feel after that. And I was like, okay. So I replied to the email, got the link to like the website where I could apply, and I was like, okay. And then I completely forgot about it until the day of the application was due.
Okay.
When I tell you, I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I've completely forgotten. I won't be able to go. Typed away, got it done, sent it off with like an hour to spare.
Oh.
I know.
Super close.
I was freaking out. My parents were freaking out. It was okay, though. It was all right. Because I'd already decided I wanted to go. But I just had completely forgotten about the application. Anyway, I get the results back that I've been accepted.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It all kind of happened from there. Like, it was a lot of planning, a lot of organizing. Obviously, with like the visa, organizing flights, accommodation, just figuring out all the logistics of my stay. Obviously, like living in another country for 6 weeks is a task in itself. And now I'm here, and it's a little bit gone so fast. Like, it's a little bit of a blur, to be honest, but that was kind of the process.
Okay. Yeah. So, speaking of the process here, Void Listener, she learns Indonesia, not in Australia before she comes here, but she learned it here in Indonesia. Mm. And so, what campus are you studying right now in Indonesia?
So, I'm not studying anymore. The first 2 weeks of our program, we studied at Atmajaya in Semanggi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you learn language, Indonesian language there?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you think about the process? Yeah. What do you think?
About the language?
Yeah, about the language.
Honestly, some aspects of it are quite similar to English.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I only speak English. but yeah, I've... a lot of it is quite similar, but a lot of it is like completely different. So the way everything is structured is pretty similar to English, but some of the grammar, like the grammar is pretty different.
Okay.
Some people think it's easier. I just think it's new.
It's just new.
But like I went okay. I think I picked up a little bit.
A little bit of Indonesian.
Yeah, we had a little test at the end of our 2-week stint at Majaya. And we haven't got our results back yet, so I'm hoping.
But you will get your result here after this because I'm going to test it. Simple test.
Okay,
so my last question for the first session.
Mm-hmm.
So do you make friends with the locals here?
I make friends with locals.
Do you usually hang out with Indonesian usually when, not usual, but when you are in Atmajaya?
Mm.
Do you make friends there? And do you hang out with the locals and stuff?
Yeah, so we only had classes with the other people in our program.
Oh.
So we didn't get to meet many locals, which was a shame. However, our program officer, Angie, love you, Angie, if you're watching, she has been organizing all these events for us to do, all these little catch-ups. And she is an icon, she's the best. Also, Iburia, who is our academic program officer, also like one of the loveliest humans I've ever met in my life. So yeah, I hang out with them a little bit. And we've got our catch up tonight. We have one every Thursday.
Okay.
Very much looking forward to it. So like, if the opportunity arose, absolutely.
Yes.
I wish we had more classes with locals, but obviously the level of Bahasa Indonesia we're at would just not be worth it for a local.
Yeah, but it's fun since locals sometimes speak Indonesian as well, English as well.
Oh, true, yes.
So it is easier for foreigners, I think. I mean, the locals can, the one that sells like food here can speak English a little bit, so it's easier. What do you think about it? Have you ever experienced an Indonesian suddenly speaks to you in English and then understand?
Definitely, yeah. So many Indonesians speak English, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's very impressive, like how many, like in Australia, if you don't have like parents who speak another language, it's very rare that a child going through school will learn another language. In our curriculum, it's not compulsory to learn a second language or an additional language, which I think is a real shame. But it's just, you know, English is the language in the world, you know, has been pushed as that, which is very lucky for us, but I think it's a shame that we don't enjoy the benefits of learning a second language.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very. I always find it very impressive when people can speak more than two languages, because here I am with my one.
So. Okay, for a listener, that was the first session, but don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back after this song.
Jangan kau benci dirimu.
Segment here, Alex.
Oh, we're going to be continuing the interview with me about
the food.
Food, perfect.
Yes, because I'm really curious, especially when foreigners came here and then try the food of the Indonesian cuisine. So, what do you think about Indonesian food, and what is your best taste bud? Is it sweet, spicy, or?
Good question. I love the food. I mean, it's so good. It's also so diverse as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've got a lot of different things that you eat as part of your cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the taste buds, I think savory, definitely. I've got a preference for savory food. I don't have so much of a sweet tooth. But honestly, now being here for a while, I'm getting more of a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit concerning. That's okay. That's all right.
You alright?
That's all right. But yeah, no, I've noticed that all of your bread here is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
In Australia, there's a lot of, we have just like savory bread, like sourdough, wholemeal.
Oh, okay.
So it's like bread that doesn't have any sugar in it. And here, that's quite rare. Mm-hmm. I think to find like bread that doesn't have at least a sweetener or a filling in it. It's been a little bit of a culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I usually have like toast a lot, or
toast.
A sandwich.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. I've had to try different things, which is good.
Have you tried like spicy food here? What do you think about it?
I have. I do like a bit of spice. I do love a bit of spice. Not to like the max level of spice that Indonesians can
I think I can handle the spice as well.
Yeah.
I'm not good with spicy things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not good with spicy things. How about you?
I'm good. I can handle some spice.
Oh.
Obviously, a white person's level of spice is a lot lower than, you know, maybe people who are used to eating it and as part of their, you know, cuisine a bit more. But I do like a little bit of spice, though.
You like a little bit?
It clears out sinuses.
Oh, yeah, it helps with the sinuses.
Yeah,
With the sinuses. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So, before I ask this question, what is the most easiest food that you can eat here, and what is the hardest one that you ever ate in Indonesia?
I tried durian once.
What do you think about it? Because it tastes super strong, right? You good?
I wasn't a huge fan of it. Yeah. But that's my friend Lewis. Excuse me.
It's fine.
He loves it.
Oh really?
He loves it. He will have durian drinks like all the time, whenever he sees it.
Oh really?
And I tried a bit of his drink, and I was like, "How do you drink this? This is awful." But the easiest is probably rice.
Rice,
yeah,
of course. Rice is the main food here in Indonesia. If you don't eat rice, people usually say, if you don't eat rice, you don't feel full. But durian, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you bite it?
Ooh.
Because some people usually feel like suddenly a burst of flavor and it's super strong and in your nose is... Well, you cool?
I think it was the texture.
The texture.
The, like, kind of flaky, stringy texture.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't used to it. I don't like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the texture is what you don't like about it.
I think so, but also the taste is very strong.
The taste is very strong as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really quite surprised that there's someone who really likes it. Actually.
me too.
So, okay. After talking about food, so, of course, she's been learning Indonesia, so, and living with the locals. Do you live with the locals here?
Yeah.
Do you live with, like, a foster family?
No, I live in a co-living situation.
Oh, it's a co-living situation.
So, it's in Rikita.
Oh, Rikita. So, do you speak Indonesian there also?
A little bit.
A little bit. Sedikit. Okay, because now we are going to test Alex about a little bit of game about simple common phrases here in Indonesia. You're ready?
I'm ready.
Don't be nervous. It's fine.
Can you help?
Okay. So, the first word is sleepy.
Capek.
Chepe. Okay.
Close.
It's close, but sleepy is ngantuk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, then the next question is, how do you say thank you?
Terima kasih.
That's right.
Of course.
Do you say that a lot here?
Yeah. Every time I get off a Gojek.
Okay.
Terima kasih.
How do they respond when you say a word like that? Oh, you can.
They're like, oh, sama-sama.
Okay, so what do you say when you want to buy something?
I usually ask how much it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, harganya berapa?
Uh-huh.
Saya mau ini or itu.
Ah.
Is it saya mau pesan? Is that the order? Pesa?
Yeah, you could say that, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. But really correct.
To buy?
To buy.
Then buy
us? No, it's payment. To buy is beli.
Beli.
Oh. Yeah. So, aku mau beli itu. That's how you say, I want to buy that.
Okay.
Okay. You're learning. Okay. That's good. Oh, yeah. What do you say when you want to eat?
Saya mau makan.
All right. That's super nice because it's when you say that, people will immediately tell you. What do people here in Indonesia usually recommend you to eat?
Nasi goreng,
mm-hmm.
gado-gado,
bakso.
Oh, all range of things.
Have you tried all of those?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about it?
I love it so much. I've been really getting into, like, fried noodles.
Fried noodles? The instant one?
Oh, I love the instant. Don't get me started, we'll be here all day.
Oh, yeah. What is the best mi instant flavor that you like?
I don't know. That's an impossible question. I do like a little bit of spice, though.
You like a little bit of spice.
A little bit of spice. So anything that's a little bit spicy.
Okay.
I will happily gobble up.
You should try the instant noodle that is rendang flavored.
Rendang
flavor. Rendang
flavor. Okay.
Have you tried rendang?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You should try it.
Okay.
Instant noodle or rendang? Mm-hmm. They would probably know. Okay, and final question.
Yes.
What do you say about a motorcycle taxi?
I love it. I love Gojek. I wish we had it in Australia. Because Uber's in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They're only cars, of course. And they're so expensive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, to go, like, probably 10 kilometers in, like, peak hour traffic,
mm-hmm.
it'll probably cost you, like, $40. $40 Australian.
$40 Australian?
$400,000
Oh. It's super different here.
Mm-hmm.
Because the most expensive Gojek that I take with a car here is, like, 1,000 rupiah. So like in Australian dollars, it would probably like
25.
Yeah. Super expensive there.
Yeah.
Oh. So about the Gojek, it's super cheap and super fast.
Yeah.
Have you tried ordering food with it?
I haven't yet.
No. Oh, you haven't?
No.
You can do that too.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, everything's in one app.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was the game and you did good. Clap it up. And final question, maybe. So from here on out, what are you going to do after doing this program? And what is your opinion about Indonesia after all of this?
I mean, I've had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's so nice. What am I going to do after this? Oh, I don't know. There's so many options. I think... I'd love to do more traveling,
mm-hmm.
especially in Southeast Asia and in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to gain more experience, meet new people, make new connections, as we were saying before.
Yeah.
And just see where life takes me. I think.
Okay.
Keep going.
Travel and finding your true self.
Yeah.
In that journey.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me and Alex here with a simple chit-chat interview about her and her experience in Indonesia. So, thank you so much, and I'll see you later in the program on Voice of Indonesia.
Gandeng tangan lalu berdansa sambil pelukan rasa. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Sambil gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajik.
Awan ikut menari-nari
romantis,
sambil merayu lupakan ada waktu. Oh, angin berbunyi nada seperti lagu cinta. Ku tulis tentangmu, kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis.
Sambil bermain mata dengan kehati, hatinya jatuh.
Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Gandengan tangan, hati pelukan di angan syajik.
bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Bergandeng tangan, bermain angan yang syahdu. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis.
Panggil gandengan tangan, hati melengkap.
Kita bikin romantis.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Palestinian prisoners and media officer releases names of 110 people set for release. Marine Infantry Task Force patrols Papua border while conducting social outreach. And now the news in details. The Palestinian Prisoners Media Office has published a list of 110 individuals scheduled to be released. This announcement comes amid ongoing negotiations and developments related to prisoner exchanges. The release is expected to have significant humanitarian and political implications in the region. The next news. The Marine Infantry Task Force conducted a patrol along the Papua border while engaging in social outreach activities with local communities. This initiative aims to strengthen security while fostering positive relations with residents. The patrol reflects the military's commitment to both defense and community engagement in the region. And that was Newsline.